We will reconvene for the administrative portion of our meeting. There are three items on the consent portion. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, moving into discussion. The first thing on the calendar is on the agenda is a meeting with the Game and Fish that was requested by Mr. Hsu, and I see Mr. Johnson is here to speak on his behalf.
I am. So there's a meeting with Game and Fish. The date that we were given was September 7th in the informal time slot. So as long as that works, that would be great. If not, then if we can come up with some other possible dates, I can get back with Game and Fish and see if any of those would work as well.
Well, so you're looking at scheduling, but I guess on the discussion part of it, what's the meeting about? And is it for the commissioners, I presume, since?
It is for the commissioners, and I believe that it's regarding some additional clarification about some issues that they looked at or feel from the Bowman Wind project, and some other issues that they would like to chat about too. It's not exactly project specific, but they've identified some issues in some recent hearings that they'd like to discuss with the commission.
Okay. So we'll just move this down into scheduling then.
Sure.
And address it. We'll make that number five on scheduling.
Can I ask a couple questions on that?
Sure.
As I prepare for the scheduling, how much time are they looking at?
They said 1 to 3. I don't know how long the meeting is going to last, but.
Hey Brian.
Yes.
On the same issue, before we schedule that, or we can still schedule it, I think, but I want to clarify that maybe a meeting first with me as the portfolio holder would be in order.
I would be fine with that too. I was tasked with trying to get this scheduled, so I'm my information is limited, but yes, we could definitely do that as well.
Would you be a good step? I think too that would be a good step. Would you be amenable to moving it to scheduling, and we'll see if the 7th works, and potentially schedule it, and then I'm assuming you can get an individual meeting in with them in the meantime, and because we can always cancel what we schedule if it's no longer needed.
Yeah, and I would say we should just hold. I don't think we should formally schedule it yet. We should just block time on our calendar.
Okay, we can do it. We can call it that too. That as long as we're holding it so that it doesn't get delayed, then and we have to reschedule. Okay, so then we will move on to the second discussion matter, which is the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute.
I am asked for this to be put on. I have been, and Randy, you were too, I believe, a member of the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute for a couple of years. That is a group run by Denver Tolliver and based at NDSU. They do wonderful work. They've helped us a lot with research on our rail program, rail safety issues, and they've done extra work for us when it comes to grain shipments and those issues relating to service with the railroads as well. And it's a statewide organization that meets a couple times a year, once in October and once in the spring. I've had a lot of trouble getting to those meetings of late, and I don't see that easing up in the next couple of years. And so I I wanted to talk to either of you to see, Sherry, you've never been on that board. It might be a nice opportunity for you to connect with them to see if that's something you'd be interested in being our representative on, or Randy, if you have a strong desire to do that again. But either way, I think it just is, I don't feel like I'm doing it service.
I will say from my experience when I was I don't think we've even actually considered that a portfolio.
No.
But when I was our representative on Upper Great Plains, I enjoyed it. A pleasant group of people to work in. And I thought that it's very useful to have the commission's perspective on that group. It's useful to them to have our perspective. And so, Sherry, would you be interested in doing that? Or I don't recall exactly the time schedule or the frequency of the meetings. I know their kind of annual meeting is the evening, usually in early October. At Fargo. I don't remember the other meetings were shorter, and I don't recall.
Yeah, a lot of them are virtual, but there's one in the spring, like in the early June there was one as well. So I think there's two in person, and then there's some virtual opportunities to participate now as well. So it's not a heavy lift, but I just feel bad when they meet so rarely and the times just coincide with complications for me. So
sure, I'll represent us.
Okay.
And it might be that we could ask, like, if you get a time that doesn't work for you, we could probably just substitute, see if Randy or I could do it, and we could kind of share it to that extent too. I was not good about doing that, but I think that I wouldn't be opposed to helping, since Randy and I are both familiar with what goes on there, pinch hitting as well, if just so we have somebody at the meetings.
Okay.
I have the same thought. I would be willing to pinch hit too. Okay. Anything else on Upper Great Plains?
That's it.
Okay. We'll move into scheduling. The first item is a formal conference regarding a coal reclamation issue, and that item is withdrawn at the request of reclamation. So I think our biggest thing that we should take first, I guess, is number two anyway. So the July 13th meeting. I don't really know what the issue. Oh, there's one thing I wanted to mention on Great Plains, because you mentioned that Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute, as I took notes, you said it's run by NDSU and they do great work. I just want to point out that's redundant. And so,
I said it's run by Denver Tolliver, affiliated with NDSU.
Thank you for noting the correction for the record.
And Denver does great work.
Okay, so now,
Mr. Chrisman, I'm sorry, I was taking notes. So the first one is withdrawn?
The first one is withdrawn.
Okay, thank you.
So we are on rescheduling of the July 13th meeting.
So is it possible, that one is mine, and that's when I've been asked, but to speak in the Senate Energy Subcommittee in D.C. on the 13th, the afternoon of the 13th. So I was wondering if it would be possible to move that to the 14th, our commission meeting. We do have a personnel and budget discussion. We would have to switch that around. that day, but maybe, we could probably do it even at 9 that day and then do the personnel budget discussion after it, after the meeting.
That would work for me, but let me just ask, besides the potential move of the personnel and budget discussion, what about the informal on the 13th that we have scheduled with MDU?
That one I am comfortable you guys moving ahead. That was not easy to schedule. It's not something I can do remotely, but I think that that one should proceed without me.
Okay. So regarding the 14th then, the only thing I really have is that personnel budget discussion, so we can get the times figured out.
I am fine with the 14th.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to make these in the afternoon or something in case your return from D.C. gets complicated and you end up not being able to come back till morning? As far as I'm concerned, we can do them both in the afternoon.
If that works for you guys, that's probably a wise decision.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
So we're looking, commission meeting the 14th in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we make that at 1:30 and the budget and personnel at 3:30? Is that going to work out? And okay.
That works. Good. Thank you. Appreciate that, everybody.
Okay, next is an informal hearing with Q-Link Wireless, which is another ETC application.
Correct.
Victor.
So they're open to any date that works for us whatsoever. They have given me no restrictions. So our earliest convenience would be wonderful.
How much do we have to notice that, an informal?
Nope. Well, I mean, it'll be noticed, but we don't issue a notice of opportunity or notice of hearing. We've already issued a notice of opportunity for this case. But unless we have concerns, we generally don't do formal hearings that need to be noticed.
And I presume they're planning on doing this interactively, so they're not worried about travel schedules.
With video on.
Correct. I will clarify that with them, that they must have video on.
Is this something that is it complicated? Is there anything tricky about this one?
Nope. Very similar to the last one that we did within the last month or so.
I mean, is there any precedent for the portfolio holder just doing these and making a recommendation to us?
We have not done that up to this point. I guess we'd need Jack to weigh in if that's a possibility. I don't have any concerns with that.
Pretty routine.
Well, since I'm sensing that you're comfortable with that, let me suggest this, but well, first let me scroll ahead just a little bit here. So we just moved a regular commission meeting out of the 10 o'clock time frame on July 13th. If you're okay with not participating in it, how about if we check with legal, see if there's a reason that it has to be an informal, or if I could do that myself as portfolio holder, if it does need to be, or Sherry, if you would prefer to just be involved in it and learn more about telecom stuff, we can do it as an informal, or I can do it then.
Sure.
I assume you still have that date open on your calendar. So
yeah, I still have it open.
How about whichever way it's going to be, as a informal that Julie misses or just me doing it myself, how about if we plan on 10 o'clock on the 13th?
Sounds good.
I like that plan. Thanks, Randy.
Okay. Then Before we do our picnic, let's talk about that game and fish thing. My phone timed out here. I got it just a minute. Does the 7th work to, if we do end up doing a meeting with him after you have met with him, Julie?
So what month are we looking at?
The 7th of September.
Oh, September.
Does using that informal on that Wednesday work for everyone? Just that we can
hold it. It does for me.
It does for me.
At what time on the 7th?
At 1:30 in our informal.
How come I already have an informal on
there? Well, we scheduled them all for the year. They're held for the informals. And so this is how we would use that slot then.
Okay. Well, I guess when looking at that, we can hold a schedule, but I would like an agenda before, you know, after they meet with the commissioner, but know what some of the issues or concerns are so we're prepared going into the meeting. But I'll let Julie as a portfolio, I mean, her first meeting, look at some of that. But if we go into an informal, I definitely want an agenda and know what the concerns are before we go in.
Okay. But let's hold that on the calendar then for that 1:30 time slot on the 7th.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. If I had more information, I'd be happy to give it to you. But
I know.
Okay. So then that leaves number 4. Let's go back to that one and the summer picnic that we usually hold near the very end of summer before the first day of autumn on September 21st.
The most exciting item on the agenda.
Isn't there a challenge on grilling, Brian?
Yes. So I would like to offer to have it at our new house. We have lots of space and a good opportunity for inside or outside picnic options. So, and we have a smoker. So we could help support the smokers in the meat smokers. So are you guys, first of all, are you good with that?
Well, I'm just going to say that I'm not going to really object to it. I don't think it's a great precedent because not all of our homes are very amenable to that kind of thing, and I don't know if we have staff that we get to work with closely day in, day out. We also have staff that we as individual commissioners don't get to see and interact with as much just because of the nature of their jobs. And, you know, I don't know that they really recognize one commissioner hosts a picnic for us sometimes and other commissioners don't. And I'm just not sure it's a great thing, but I'm not going to object to it either. But I just want to point that out, that it does. So.
Okay. I guess I wouldn't see it as me hosting it. We would just have the location. Like, we had it at Cheryl's one time, and it was clearly a commission picnic. It's just she had it at her house. And I'm not volunteering to do all the work.
There will be a sign-up sheet.
Exactly. So, you know, from that perspective. But, yeah, I guess if you'd rather do it at a neutral spot, we can certainly do that. We can set the date and think about the location later, too.
Why don't we get the date? That's usually the hardest part.
Okay. Well, since we looked at the 7th, we've often done them kind of around a commission meeting just because we know we're there. Like, what about, is the 5th? Oh, yeah, that's too soon. I was looking at September 6th. Do we want to go before Labor Day?
We typically haven't, but we could.
Is that
Wednesday,
is that
the 31st?
How about if we stay after? And is your OMS meeting on September 8th? Is that an interactive one, or will you be at that?
No, that's in town. I mean, that's just like a online.
Yeah. So is my COG meeting that day. But maybe those things, that makes it hard to prepare anything too, though, doesn't it? Yeah. So maybe that's
not really. I mean, it's only an hour. For me, anyway, it's not bad.
What date are you on now?
I'd be fine on the 8th or the 7th. The 7th, we have an informal.
Were you
I'm
before
good with those days.
Were you earlier suggesting Tuesday as a possibility? The 6th? The evening before
yep.
the meeting?
Except for that's the day after Labor Day. I don't know. Is that good or bad? I have no idea. Some people might be out of town. Will our out of town people be coming right away the day after Labor Day to Bismarck?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Steve, any thoughts on that?
I think that's getting pretty close to Labor Day, and you're going to lose at least a chunk of staff because they will take an extra day, especially if they're traveling.
So I'd say the 8th or the 7th would be the best. And I don't think we should go later into September.
I agree.
Because
weather turns often.
Sadly, my social calendar is open.
Mine too.
And commissioners, if we're looking at an alternative area, if we go to where we went last year, I did call and ask for availability. And at when I called, they did have August 29th, 30th, and 31st available. I did not go into September, but I can check if you're looking at an alternative place.
Does anyone know when school starts? Victor, do you happen to know? Because that first week of school is really busy for people with families.
I'm pulling it up here.
Yeah. Bless you.
And fortunately, we have a lot of people with families now. Yay!
Yeah.
Young people.
And those days that you mentioned in August can work for me if there is a desire to moving it earlier. But when you get into August, it can be some pretty hot afternoons.
First day of school for Bismarck Public Schools is August 25th.
Okay. Well, Victor, you're a family man. Speak on behalf of them since you're there. Does that next week get too busy? Is it good? What bad? What's best?
The week after school starts is just fine.
Okay. Well, I those days work for me as well, the 31st or the 30th.
Okay, your choice, Sherry, the 31st or the 1st?
Oh, I am checking my social calendar.
The 30th or the 31st or the, what were the other ones, the 6th or 7th? Seventh or eighth.
Well, I have no concerns if a staff member is willing to host. So I'll put that out there. It's open. I mean, I have no concerns with that. In fact, I think having availability of a pontoon is very attractive. Hint. So if I had to pick a date, I'm going to go August 31st. Does that work for you if we do it at your house too, Julie? Or we have two locations. Huh?
Yeah, it does.
I'll do August 31st. Kick off Labor Day into the right. Have a new recipe.
Go.
Have a new recipe for the Traeger grill or my smoker.
Should be fun. The one benefit, and I don't want to sound like I'm like too much of an advocate for having it at my place, but if we did it at our house, the smoker people could set up the night before and kind of set it and forget it, leave things. Might be a little bit easier for that type of an event. But Brian, you're kind of leading the charge on that.
Yeah, it would be a lot easier if we could set up the night before. If we're going to do ribs, generally can get those done in about 5 hours. So that would definitely help with that aspect of things. But we'll figure it out either way.
Okay. All right. Well, we're open either way on the 31st. So let's just set that date and we can figure out the location as we go.
Anything else for scheduling? We are adjourned.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody.